Welcome to the Daily Actor Interview Podcast. I'm Lance Carter. In this episode, I'm talking with the star of Vikings, Travis Fimmel. You know, Vikings is a really good show. I'm glad I got a chance to catch up with it, especially since I knew I had to talk with the stars of the show at WonderCon. I didn't want to look like an idiot. So I talked with Travis Fimmel there. It was a roundtable interview, so there's some background noise, but I think you're going to like it. Travis was very cool, and he seemed like someone you'd probably want to grab a few beers with, or maybe more than a few beers with. He's one of those kind of guys, you know? In the interview, he talks about getting the Viking language down, the shooting conditions in Ireland, it rained all the time, he said, and how he gets ready for the next shooting day when he's already working such long hours. I truly do appreciate it when you support the advertisers because every little click does help. Also, do you need a website? Because every actor needs one, and guess what? Daily Actor's here to help. We do custom websites that are affordable, and it's not going to kill your bank account. We also sell casting director mailing labels and have a great actors resource page. Check that out, and also be sure to take a look at our other interviews on dailyactor.com. And now, here's Travis.
I used one of these to use to learn the North language.
Oh, did you?
It's so hard, man. Yeah, I just keep repeating it on these things. What's cracking? What do you got? Talk to me.
Well, you just mentioned that. How long did it take you to, like...
It took me a long time, mate. That's certainly not my strong suit. But, especially for that scene on the battle, because I had to speak, thank you so much, English, Saxon, and Norse at the same time. I was confused.
And there's that weird extra vowel in the Norse language, right?
There's so many.
Really hard to get around?
Yeah. I think we pulled it off. I wasn't very good, but the other guy was really good. The Saxon talking to me.
Do you have somebody on set, like, correcting you and, like, listening to
Yeah.
them? Do you?
Yeah. Thank God. Yeah.
What else has been particularly difficult about shooting and about being on set, besides the language?
I mean, the conditions, just the weather in Ireland. But it really adds to the value of the show, you know. But we never had a good day, pretty well, the weather. And we're there for summer. We started in July, and the weather was just horrific all the time. It's like that first fight scene, it just pissed down rain the whole day. And, you know, we don't have the budget to... all the time, because we're trying to beat winter too, because then it's just ridiculous to shoot. So we just shot through all the days in the weather, you know, and it was the weather.
How long was the shoot?
5 months. Wow. A little more, I think. Oh, 5 months, yeah. Yeah, we finished November.
I don't know if you watched The Walking Dead, but how I and some of my friends have seen your character is, or you and your brother's character is very similar to Merle and Daryl.
I haven't actually watched it, but I hear it's an amazing show.
The tension, like the,
yeah.
You know, your brothers, you love each other, but then there's kind of the whole backstabbing, or at least trying to.
Yeah.
But what do you think about the relationship between you and your brother?
That's good, we need that conflict, you know, it really adds to the show, and it gets better, our relationship, you know, because we obviously love each other, we're brothers, but we have different views on the world and what should be done, and it really comes to a head later in the season. You know. My favorite shows are all coming up. You know. I like one of these to go, just to get to these good ones. But I was so lucky the show was doing so good.
Yeah. Was that kind of a surprise to see how immediately the audience latched onto it?
You hope for it. I loved everybody we worked with in that, and you want everybody to be successful in that, so I was really rooting for it. Yeah, then the ratings are being great, so I got no complaints.
Can you talk about the relationship between Ragnar and his wife? I think it's like a fun relationship to watch.
No, it's good. She's rough and tumble like us, you know, but obviously gorgeous. And that there's a lot of conflict with that. There's so much conflict coming up in the show with every character, which it should be on a good show, you know. But and the children. I love the children too. Such cool little kids. Little Nathan and Tulsa and Ruby. Such good actors. You know, I love doing scenes with little little Nathan. Great little actor.
So what did you think about, or how did you get to prepare to know about the religion that you're following? Like, did you watch Thor, anything, like read up on it?
No, I just a lot of reading. My Michael Hirst is just amazing, and he's a wealth of knowledge, that man. He knows a bit about, not even Vikings, he knows everything historically. You know, so he gave me a lot of documentation. So, yeah, a lot of reading. Yeah.
What was the most surprising thing you learned about the era?
It was probably the courage that they had to take risks, and it was honorable to die in battle, you know. So it really adds a, if you happen to die in battle, it makes you a pretty savage race.
Talk about working with Gabriel Byrne.
He's
got a big brain.
Brilliant. He's so present, and he's so lucky to act next to such a great actor like that. Makes such a difference, you know, what he gives you on that. And yeah, my favorite scenes, there's a lot with Gabriel. Such a nice guy too. So down to earth. Everybody out there was so down to earth, you know. Crews were amazing. Directors were amazing. Michael Hirst is the most egoless person you'd ever meet. And if anybody deserves an ego, someone with that kind of brain, you know, and talent.
You know, you're working long days, and then you have to get ready for the next day. When do you prepare that night or that morning, memorizing lines?
It's a struggle, man. Yeah, because we picked up at 6 and get home at 9. You know, and all you want to do is sleep or have a beer. You know,
or 2.
Or 4.
Yeah. I can't say that on tape. But it's very difficult. You know, I do a lot on set while we're doing another scene that I've already learned. Do it between takes and that sort of stuff. And yeah, sometimes you just have to stay up really late, especially if there's... I'm horrible at remembering lines. Horrible. You know, and I don't wake up until... Well, get up early, but my brain doesn't wake up for a few more hours, you know. So I try to learn it the night before.
Are they sticklers of getting every single word right, or can you...
No, he's so good. Michael Hirst is... Like I said, he's got no ego about his stuff, so he lets me change a lot of stuff. And but luckily, he's such a good writer, you don't want to change much, you know? But sometimes it helps just to speak, to humanize it, you know? Yeah.
How was it working on a real-life boat, and who was the first kind of to get seasick, and have any stories about that?
No, there's no seasick. No. Those actual boats can't actually go out in the proper ocean. Weather, you know, it's got to be pretty calm. But they were great fun, you know. It makes you feel, really gets you into character, you know. And they really rode it, really sailed it, you know. So it was just like I said, it was just a little kid having fun, you know. Well, I wish we invented the motor, but...
where do you think Ragnar got his ambition?
I guess some people just got that in their mind that they're not happy with where they are. But they just want more and see more of the world. I'm a farm kid, you know, grew up on a farm. I love it, but I'm over here trying to make something more of myself and make my future children proud, that sort of stuff. You know. Like anybody, you want to do well with yourself. And some people are prepared to take more of a risk than others, and I think Ragnar's will take any risk, will sacrifice anything, you know. To like his god, he wants to acquire more knowledge. And I'm sure a lot of it's just to be known and respected, and you know, have posterity and all that stuff.
How did you prepare for like the weapons training? I mean, I know you said you lived on a farm. Did you use an axe for a farm?
we always chop wood now. Mate. Always had axes. It was more from Indians back then, though. You know, Indian tomahawks. Well, I love cowboy movies, so we're always running around with tomahawks. Me and my two brothers. But they had great stunt coordinators and choreographers there, and they made it really easy. And you get used to it. It's like anything, you work out a muscle, you know. By the end of it, you just go there, and it comes a lot more natural. Yeah.
But, well, can you talk about the panel today and the reaction with fans? I mean, is this like the first reaction you're getting?
That was great, you know. That's not my cup of tea, doing that stuff.
Is it a show? Your first panel? Like, is this the first sort of convention experience?
Yeah, convention experience, yeah.
He hasn't been on the floor yet. That's an experience.
Yes. I'm conscious. I don't like talking in front of so many people. Everyone talking, you know. But it was great. They were so full, and people really seemed to be genuine about the show. And yeah, I didn't see an empty seat, which is great.
I'm so happy.
Yeah, no. I wanted to talk to you.
There was a lady. Cool. I was sitting next to the lady Thor, and on the other side of the room there was a lady Loki. And I was just sort of like, what?
How did you get through security?
She looked great. Yeah.
Have you been surprised by the fan reaction, kind of going off of that? Have you looked, are you one of those people that looks on the internet to see what people are saying, or do you avoid?
No, I'm too scared of bad stuff. Yeah.
Are you scared of what fans are saying, or are you?
No, I don't really look, but everybody.
Like I said, he hasn't been on the floor yet. Yeah.
Like, internet reaction.
But you hear it from other people, you know. They like it, you know. Unfortunately, my friends are brutally honest.
Can you talk about the relationship between Ragnar and Athelstan and how that's going to develop over the season?
Yeah, it's one of my favorite relationships, too. He's such a good actor, Georgie. He's fantastic. I'm going to throw something at him. Do you need this? But some of my favorite scenes are with him, and we really develop into a big relationship. Sorry about that. Grow up, George. All right. Yes, I'll tie you to a tree.
How do you get a cord?
I threw that at him last night. That's from last night's dinner.
I was going to auction.
Yeah.
That
is from the wine from last night.
On that note.
Yeah, but I love Astor's relationship. It really develops, and we really get a great friendship. And finally, I've got someone that I can really confide in, you know? Because I've got to put a tough guy on and act on with the others.
Great.
Thank you so much, guys. Cheers.
Thanks, Travis, and thank you guys for listening. Keep coming back to Daily Actor for more great interviews, news from film, TV, and theater, and so much more. Follow me on Twitter at Daily Actor and like our Facebook page, facebook.com/Daily Actor. Thanks for supporting the advertisers. I'm Lance, and I'll talk to you soon.